们很多人都有在高速公路上面长途开车的经验。
Many of us have driven through the highways for long distances before.
一般来讲，高速公路上大概每隔两个小时的车程会有一个休息站。
Typically, when you're driving on the freeway, there's a rest stop every 2 miles or every 2 hours.
这个对长途开车的人来的司机来讲啊，是一个非常这个重要的点。
And this rest stop is a very important stop for the driver.
虽然那个不是目的地啊，但是通常司机一定会在休息站啊稍微停留。
And although the rest stop is not the ultimate destination, but oftentimes the driver will pull over to take a break.
可以休息一下，可以吃些东西，喝些东西，然后继续上路。
Because it's there that they can take a break, get some rest, and maybe eat some snacks, and before they head off again.
那很多地方的休息站啊，他们也把它起名字叫做绿洲 ，oasis。绿洲，就是沙漠里头有水有草的地方。
And some people term these rest stops as an oasis.
因为有些休息站呢，在那边啊，还会有一些这个卖饮料、卖这个快餐的商店在那里。
Because these rest stops will also include convenience stores where they can buy drinks and snacks.
那对司机来讲，更是一个啊，能够在恢复体力、恢复精神的一个好的休息站。
And so it is a chance for the driver to refresh themselves, to revive their spirits, to drive again.
在以色列人出埃及的历史里头呢，他们也曾经来到一个非常棒的休息站。
In the history of the Exodus of the Israelites, they also came to a very wonderful rest stop.
我们请看出埃及记十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus 15.
出埃及记十五章二十七节。
Exodus 15 verse 27.
二十七节，他们到了以琳，在那里有十二股水前七十棵棕树，他们就在那里的水边安营。
27. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there by the waters.
这里说他们来到以琳这个地方啊，是一个有水有树的地方。
It records here that they came to Elim where there was water and trees.
那是一个很棒的一个休息的地方。
This is a very wonderful rest area.
那不是这个以琳不是他们的目的地。
But Elim was not their ultimate destination.
他们的目的地还很远啊，是在神应许给他们的迦南地。
Their destination was still well off in the land promised by God, the land of Canaan.
但是有这个休息站，让他们能够来重新得力，继续往前进。
But there was this rest area provided for them so that they could renew their strength and continue on the arduous journey.
这里提到有十二股的水泉，七十棵的棕树。
Records here that there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees.
我们或许会想，这个出埃及的人数啊，这个估计啊，大约有100万到150万。
There were approximately 1 to 1.5 million Israelites who exited from Egypt.
那对七十棵棕树啊，看起来跟这么多的人比起来，好像微不足道。
And with this magnitude of people, it's compared to the few palm trees there were, it was pretty much incomparable.
但是我们知道这个十二跟七啊，在圣经里头它都是一个完全数。
But we know in the Bible the numbers 12 and 7 are perfect numbers.
所以很有可能这只是用一个完全数啊，一个象征性的数目啊来做描写。
And so it's possible that these were only representations or symbols of the actual amount of water and trees that there were.
很有可能不是只有十二股水泉，只有七十棵棕树。
It's very likely that they were not only limited to 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees.
他们能够在这里做一个好好的休息。
And that the Israelites were able to get some good rest at this stop.
这一个休息站呢，是让他们能够感受到他们蒙受祝福充满着丰盛的一个地点。
And this stop allowed them to to experience how much blessings that they have received already.
在我们的人生旅程当中啊，我们偶尔也要能够有雨林啊这样的一个好地方啊，让我们能够重新出发。
And in our journey of life, we also need places like Elim in order for us to refresh ourselves and start anew.
很多的时候，我们的生活像什么呢？
What is our life like sometimes?
很多的时候哈，但以林之前，他们有怎样的经历
？And before Elim, what did the Israelites have to go through?
请看出埃及记十五章。
Let's look at Exodus 15.
22节
Verse 22.
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
这里说已经三天了，他们找不到水。
Here records that three days went by and they were without water.
很可见呢，他们是走在非常荒凉的这个旷野。
And so we could see that they were walking, most likely going through a vast wilderness.
经过了三天，他们所带的水应该也大概都喝完了。
And the water that they brought with them were perhaps exhausted in these 3 days.
23节
Verse 23.
到了马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那个所以那地名叫马拉。
And now when they came to Mara, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Mara.
好不容易找到了水。
And it was they were able to find water finally.
但是那个水又不能喝。
But yet they could not drink of this water.
24节。
Verse 24.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说：“我们。”说我们喝什么呢
？And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?"
25节，摩西求神，神就指示他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。神在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。
Verse 25. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them.
没有水啊，会让人失去耐性。
People will lose their patience without water.
这些百姓没有水，所以他们就向摩西来发怨言。
And the Israelites started complaining because of their lack of water.
这里说他们找不到水，然后找到了水，水却是苦的。
Records here that they could not find water at first, but once they found it, it was bitter.
在我们生活当中，我们也常常有这样的经验跟遭遇。
And in our lives, we often encounter and experience the same things.
常常应该是怎样，但是结果它不是这样。
Oftentimes, what we expect things to be the way they should be, they turn out not to be that way.
我们想这应该当然是这样子，但是它偏偏不是这样子。
We think that of course, this thing should be like this, but then it turns out.That it's not.
终于找到水了，可以解决问题了，但是水却不能喝。
They finally found water to able to solve all their complaints, but yet this water was not drinkable.
请看撒母耳记上三十章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章第一节。
1 Samuel 30 verse 1.
第一节。第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了喜格拉，亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破喜格拉，用火焚烧。
Verse 1. Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire.
为了生活，大卫跟他这些跟从他的人啊，他们远离他们住的地方啊，到非利士地去。
And in order for their lives, David and his men went away from where they lived and went into the land of the Philistines.
那不是一天两天，是相当长的一段时间。
And this was not for one or two days, but rather for a long period of time.
现在他们终于可以回来了。
And now they were finally able to return.
那边不但有他们的财物，那边更有他们的妻子儿女。
And not only were their possessions there, but also their wives and children.
这种因为环境而来 别离，现在能够重逢，这是一件多么美的事情。
And it's such a wonderful thing to, because due to circumstances, when people have to depart from their homes, and they're finally able to return back.
啊，可能不止三天的路程。
It was perhaps not only a three-day journey.
哦，但是为了见到好久不见的妻子儿女，啊，变成只有三天就赶到了。
But it felt like perhaps it felt like 3 days to them because they wanted to rush back to see their wives and children.
啊，但是所看的是这个城被啊被人家掳掠了。
But they saw that their city was attacked.
啊，第二节
verse 2.
掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带着走了。
And they had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way.
第三节，大卫和跟随他的人到了那城，不料城已经烧毁，他们的妻子儿女都被掳去了。
And so David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive.
第四节，大卫和跟随他的人都放声大哭，直哭得没有气力。
Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep.
啊，人在没有办法忍受的时候，最后的表现就是大哭一场。
And when a person can no longer bear the sorrow or agony, the final thing he can do is to cry out and weep.
这些都是勇士。
And these are warriors.
平常是不容易掉眼泪的。
And they do not shed tears easily.
在面对着这样的一个打击，面对着亲人被掳去，他们放声大哭。
But under this kind of great impact, when they found that their city was burned and their wives and children were taken, they could only lift up their voices and cry.
他们想说要跟家人重逢，但是其实却不是这样。
Because initially they expected to come back to be reunited with their families.
他们的家人落入了敌人的手中。
But their families were taken captive by the enemies.
现在看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
于是大卫和跟随他的六百人到比索西，有不能前去的就留在那里。
So David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, and where those stayed who were left behind.
第十节，大卫却带着四百人往前追赶，有两百人疲乏不能过比索西，所以留在那里。
But David pursued, verse 10, but David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind.Who were so weary that they cannot cross the brook Besor.
在这种节骨眼里头，当然就是要赶快去追敌人，赶快把妻子儿女救回来。
Of course, in this kind of circumstances, the first thing they wanted to do was to rush to get back their wives and their children from the enemy.
这是理所当然的事情，但是有两百个人，他们已经没有办法继续往前进。
This is something that they had to do, but yet 200 people became weary and could no longer continue.
如果我们是那200个人，我们的心是多么的难过，多么的痛。
And just imagine if you were one of the 200 people who stayed behind, what kind of pain and suffering you must be feeling inside yourself.
家人最需要我们的时候，我们竟然不能够做什么。
Because when our family needs us the most, we are powerless to do anything.
人生常常会有这样的遭遇。
We may encounter these kind of situations in our lives.
在马拉，他们因为水是苦的，所以他们埋怨摩西。
The people complained to Moses because the water was bitter in Mara.
那神就指示摩西有一棵树，把它丢到这个水里头。
And so the Lord signaled to Moses a tree, and he cast it into the water.
虽然人生里头有这种超过我们意料之外的不好的遭遇。
And so even though in our lives there may be some unexpected calamities that happen.
但是也常常因为遇到了人或者事情，让我们有一个转捩点。
But sometimes when we meet a certain person or a certain thing, it may cause it to be the turning point in our life.
在马拉的地方，就因为那一棵树来解决了他们的问题。
And that tree in Mara was the solution to their problems.
有时候问题的解决其实就在我们的身旁。
Sometimes the solution to our problems is right next to us.
有时候是我们没有意见，有时候是我们不知道。
And sometimes we have not encountered it yet, and sometimes we do not know of it.
列王记下第五章记载有一个亚兰国的元帅叫乃曼。
2 Kings chapter 5 records of a king named Naaman.
他是一个常胜的将军。
And he was a victorious commander.
他是一个大有前途的人。
And he had a great future.
啊，但是他身上长了大麻风。
But he had leprosy.
啊，这个大麻风大大的来打击了他的整个人生、整个家庭。
And this leprosy was detrimental to his life as well as to his family.
啊，虽然他有地位，虽然他有金银
，and so even though he had great wealth and status,
啊，但是他没有办法让自己的病得到医治。
But yet he was unable to cure himself of that disease.
啊，他有尊敬他爱他的太太，但是太太也爱莫能助。
But he had a wife who loved him, but yet she could not cure him either.
啊，结果就在他们家里头有一个以色列从以色列掳来的一个女仆人。
And so in their household, there was a girl who was a servant that they found.
啊，这个女仆人啊，建议他们说，这个男主人应该到以色列地去找先知。
And this young girl captive advised Naaman to go meet the prophet in Israel.
哦，这一个人这件事情。就改变了乃曼那一个美中不足的遭遇。
And this incident was a turning point to Naaman's life.
所以在我们人生里头啊，我们也实在是需要去遇到啊这一些让我们能够转捩的人或者事情。
And so in our lives, we must also try to find that person or a certain event that can change our lives.
哦，那其中一个最奇妙的遭遇就是主耶稣。
And one of the most miraculous encounters was Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣带给我们人生最大最重要的转捩。
Lord Jesus Christ gave us the greatest change, the greatest transformation in our lives.
当每一个人遇到主耶稣，能够好好的把握住机会，人生就会有改变。
And when people come to know Christ and is able to take hold of that opportunity, they will receive a transformation in their lives.
这个路加福音十九章所记载的那一位税吏长撒该，他遇见了主耶稣。他的人生有了极大的改变。
And Luke chapter 19, the records of a man named Zacchaeus, whom once he met the Lord Jesus, his life was changed.
他能够改掉他过去的那一种贪婪、贪心。
He was able to rid himself of the greed that he had.
哦，活在贪婪里头其实是一件痛苦的事情。
And living in greed is actually a painful thing.
哦，贪是一个装不满的、哦，填不满的一个黑洞。
Because greed is like a black hole that can never be filled.
他过去所做不出来的美好的事情、善事，他现在能够做出来。
But the good deeds that he was unable to do before, after meeting Jesus, he was able to do them.
做对的事情，做好的事情。人生里头才会有平安，才会有真正的喜乐。
Doing good and charitable deeds can bring true joy and peace to a person's life.
如果没有遇到主耶稣，撒该这个人他是做不到的。
But without encountering Jesus, Zacchaeus could have never been able to do those things.
在约翰福音第四章里头，那个撒玛利亚的妇女，她遇见了主耶稣。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, there was a Samaritan woman who met Jesus.
啊，圣经描写说，她在井旁啊，她就放下水罐子，她就跑进去城内。
And it records that when she put down the vessel she's carrying and went into the city.
那个水罐子是他生活所必须的，也是他生活的一个苦，生活的一个担子。
And that container that she was holding was something that was necessary for her to sustain her living, but it was also her burden.
甚至是他生活当中的一个痛苦。
And it also caused a pain in her life.
啊，现在遇见主耶稣，他能够把水罐子给放下来。
But now after encountering Jesus, she was able to lay that container down.
他仍然能够活着，他不再去背负那个重担跟痛苦。
And she was able to live without this burden and this pain on her.
路还是要继续往前进。
Because the path, we still must march forward in our path.
啊，要往前进，我们必须要有休息站。
And in order for us to continue forward, we must have a rest stop.
要往前进，我们必须要有加油站。
And in order for us to move forward, we must have a fueling station.
请看马可福音第六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音六章三十节。
Mark 6 verse 30。
三十节，使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道，全告诉他。
Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught.
这些耶稣的门徒受耶稣的差派啊，他们忙碌了一阵子。
Now these apostles, being sent by the Lord Jesus, worked hard.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
耶稣就说，你们来同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。
Jesus, and he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.
主耶稣就是那位独一的神，那主耶稣是这么的有人性。
And the Lord Jesus is the one true God, and he had this kind of compassion.
啊，多么好的一计划，歇一歇。
And he gave them these great words for them to have rest.
啊，我们在生活当中，我们常常也会留意到，我们需要歇一歇。
And in our lives, we may often remind ourselves that we also need to take rest.
啊，所以。很多人都会为自己安排一下假期。
And so, that's why people schedule vacations.
啊，让自己的身体，让自己的精神啊，能够歇一歇。
And so that they can rest their body and their spirits.
啊，那个不是我们的目的地。
But that is not our destination.
啊，但是那个可以帮助我们更有智慧，更有力量来往前进。
But it can provide us with more strength and more wisdom to continue forward.
我们有没有想过，在灵性上，我们也需要歇一歇
？Have we ever thought about having rest in our spirituality？
啊，希望我们的灵恩会能够成为我们在灵性上的倚邻。
And we hope that upcoming spiritual convocation can serve as the Elim。
倚邻有十二股水泉。有七十棵的棕树。
Elim had 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees.
啊，那是一个非常棒的歇一歇的地方。
It was a very good place of rest.
啊，如果我们的身体精神需要歇一歇的话，这个世界上有很多很棒的地方。
And if we need rest for our body, mind, and soul, there are many places in this world where we can do that.
啊，但是我们的灵性啊，我们要歇一歇的话，我们来到教会，我们要准备我们的心来参加我们的灵恩会。
But in order for us to receive rest in our spirits, we need to prepare ourselves and come to the spiritual convocation.
啊，真的，我们不要忽略了灵性上的这个倚邻。
Indeed, let us not neglect our spiritual Elim.
在这个世界上，一直在求新求进步。
In this world, we continue to strive for improvement and progress.
那对我们实际的生活来讲啊，其实就是逼着我们不断的在赶潮流、赶流行。
But in actuality, all we're doing is trying to follow the trends of this world.
表面上来看是更进步、更方便。
So on the surface level, it seems like our lives are more improved and more convenient.
啊，其实。很实际的生活内容里头，其实常常啊，只是让我们在这个艳阳下，在这个热风里头。
But in actuality, we are but going just
sunshine 很热的太阳啊，跟这个刮着热风，好像 Santana wind 的那一种热风。
It's just like the hot the heat from the sunshine and the Santa and like the winds of the Santa Ana.
啊，所以有时候发现，其实我们的生活内容，我们的生命，只是更加的枯萎。
And so we come to realize that actually the content of our lives is actually not growing at all.
就好像传道书里头所说的说， 这个耳听听不完，眼看看也看不完。
Just like in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that those with ears cannot hear enough, and their eyes cannot see enough.
我们是蒙主耶稣所拣选。
We are chosen by the Lord Jesus.
我们本是蒙福的人。
And we are to be blessed by Him.
但是在我们这一条道路上面，也是充满着这一条。这个义的道路上面，其实充满着一些的危险。
But on this righteous path toward salvation, there's also filled with many dangers.
我们请看诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Psalms 1 verse 1.
第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
在人生的道路上面有这三层的危险。
In our path of life, we may encounter these three aspects of danger.
只要我们是生活在这个现实的社会里头，我们就会遭遇到这三个层面的危险。
As long as we live in the society, we will encounter these three dangers.
第一个说到这个恶人的计谋。
The first is the counsel of the ungodly.
这个计谋是从内心里头出来的。
And this kind of counsel comes from within.
第一个层面，我们思想上常常会受到影响。
So this first aspect deals with our thoughts, and it may often be negatively influenced.
这种不敬虔的人或者事情就在我们的周遭。
And there's many ungodly people and things that are surrounding us.
在伊甸园里头有那个来诱惑夏娃的蛇。
And in the Garden of Eden, there was the serpent who tempted Eve.
大卫的长子暗嫩。他有一个朋友，大卫的长子有一个朋友。
And David's old son had a friend.
这个朋友常常跟他在一起。
And this friend often hung around with him.
当这个大卫的长子他在为某件事情苦恼的时候
，And when his son was troubled by some things.
这个朋友就给他出一些主意。
This friend of his would give him some ideas.
让这个暗嫩犯下了大错。
And so that and led to him committing a great sin.
甚至惹来了杀身之祸。
And even to the point of murdering someone.
那不但有这些人，而且还有很多的事情跟东西。都是会影响我们的心思的。
And not only people, but there are many other ungodly things that can affect our thoughts.
今天不但有报纸、杂志，更有网络。
Today there's not only the newspapers or magazines, but now we have the internet.
很多的广告，很多的娱乐。
There's many kinds of advertisements and entertainment.
这些都不断的在影响着我们的心思。
And these things continue to affect our thoughts in our mindset.
第二个危险说站在罪人的道路。
The second danger mentioned here is the standing in the path of sinners.
更进一步的，我们人的立场，我们生活的见解，渐渐的被这个负面的环境来扭曲。
And this path of sinners it causes our what we stand for, our principles to be gradually eroded.
第三个层面，坐亵慢人的座位。
The third danger is sitting in the seat of the scornful.
当一个人被周遭的这些负面的环境深深的影响之后
，And when a person is negatively impacted or influenced by these ungodly surroundings,
就跟这些负面的环境有了相同的言行跟举止。
And their actions will mimic that of their surroundings.
就对圣经里头这些纯正的教导呢，开始有那些质疑不认同。
It begins to deviate from the upright teachings of the scriptures, and they begin to doubt and begin to disagree with many of the word of God.
哦，我们越跟这个世界越有这种啊相同的言行举止的时候，我们真的会离神的教训会越远。
And the more our thoughts, our actions, and our words conform to that of the world, the further apart we are from God.
我们会说这个不合理。
Because we may begin to think that some things don't make are unreasonable.
我们会说这个已经不合时代。
Or that they're not up to the times.
我们会说这个很枯燥。我们会说这个让人没有自由。
Or some things are old fashioned or prevent people from having their freedom.
我们是在这样的一个大环境里头。
Because we are living in such a vast environment.
所以我们真的需要歇一歇。
And so we really need to find a place to take rest.
让我们把很多事情重新再整理一下。
And so that we can reorganize many things in our lives.
否则的话，我们会可能会成为一个只有基督徒之名的一个基督徒。
Or we may end up being only a Christian by name.
我们没有什么追求。没有什么负担。
We have no pursuits or no burdens.
我们可能会像是温水的信仰。
Our faith may become lukewarm.
在信仰里头没有什么体验，没有什么作为。
In our faith, we have no experiences or no actions.
不但主耶稣会觉得很苦，我们自己也会觉得很苦。
Not only may Jesus feel bitter about this, but we will also experience this bitterness.
我们只是在世界跟信仰的当中，在那边苦一下浮一下沉，在那边挣扎着。
And we'll be struggling between the world and ungodly things, and we'll always be floating in between.
或许我们的环境还不错。
And perhaps our environment is okay.
所以我们还能够有很好的德行，甚至我们有很丰富的圣经的知识。
And we're able to have good deeds and good knowledge from the scriptures.
但是我们也很有可能会有像法利赛人那样的自义。
But we may become fall into self-righteousness, like the Pharisees.
所以，我们需要有以琳这样的一个地方啊，让我们来歇一歇。
So we need a place like Elim in order for us to have rest.
让我们能够重新得着智慧，重新得着力量。
And so that we can renew our strength and wisdom.
我们主耶稣拣选我们是要让我们成为蒙福的人。
Lord Jesus chose us to become a blessed people.
请看诗篇第一篇第二节。
Please read Psalm 1 verse 2.
第二节，唯喜爱主的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
这里讲到有福的人。
He records here about a blessed person.
有福的人是那喜爱神的律法，而且昼夜思想的人。
Blessed person is one who delights in the law of the Lord and meditates day and night.
对神的话语的领受，这本来是经常的事情，甚至是每一天的事情。
Receiving the words of God is something that happens daily.
但是这也需要有一个转捩点。
But this also needs a turning point.
这个也需要一番的努力跟学习。
And it also needs us to put in some effort in order to learn it.
现在我们都有很多所谓这个健康的知识。
And now we say that we have a very healthy knowledge.
身体要健康，有一个很基本的条件，你要吃得健康。
We have a good knowledge of health, and in order for us to be healthy, we must eat right.
那通常这个吃的健康一开始的时候实在是不好吃。
And when we start off on this new diet, perhaps the food may not taste as good.
那所以我们要去学习，去训练自己吃的健康。
And, but we must continue to learn from it and train ourselves to eat healthy and eat right.
慢慢的养成了，你会发现说，吃的健康，不但吃的健康，而且呢 很好吃。
And gradually you come to find that not only is the food healthy for you, but it actually tastes pretty good as well.
我们要喜欢神的话语啊，这个也需要学习，需要努力。
So in order for us to delight in the words of the Lord, it also takes us some effort and time.
那很多的时候，在我们参加灵恩会的这个过程里头，会帮助我们有这样的一个改变。
And oftentimes, this going through the spiritual convocation can help us transform in this manner.
好，让我们发现说，这个神的话语，它不再是孤噪的，它对我们来讲是在领受福气。
And that we'll come to discover that the words of the Lord, the law of the Lord, is not dry anymore, but rather it brings upon it a much blessing.
我们发现说，这个不是两千年以上的老古董，它是宝贝。
We come to understand that it is no longer some 2,000-year-old antique, but rather it is a precious treasure.
我们会发现说，这个真的是每一天所需要的食物。
And we come to know that this is truly the food that we need to nourish ourselves daily.
我们会去发现说，这里头真的是这么的丰富，带给人这么多的智慧。
And we discover a lot of the goodness of the Word of God, and it can bring to people wisdom.
哦，常常在灵恩会的当中，那是给我们一个很好的一个转捩点。
And so oftentimes during spiritual convocation, it is a good turning point for many of us.
哦，让我们发现说，这个神的话语啊，是人的这个灵性心灵最健康的食物。
And the words of God are the best food for our body, mind, and soul.
请看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Please turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇十六节。
Psalm 119, verse 16.
九十八节。
Let's read verse 98.
九十八节，你的命令我常存在我的心里，使我比仇敌更有智慧。
Verse 98, you through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies.
这个智慧会让人能够在处事为人上面能够成功，能够得胜。
Having wisdom can allow a person to be successful in his dealings with others.
神的教训来帮助我们如何来处事为人。
And God's commandments teach us how to deal with others.
不但是让我们胜过仇敌，更是要让我们化敌为友。
And not only will we overcome our enemies, but we will also make them become our friends.
仇敌能够成为朋友，这是多么多么美好的事情。
It's such a wonderful thing for our enemies to become our friends.
神的教训要让我们得着这样的智慧。
And God's commandments will give us this kind of wisdom.
九十九节。
Verse 99.
我比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的法度。
I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
一个人要超越老师，其实常常不是那么容易。
It's very difficult for a student to surpass his teacher.
通常之所以会是我们的老师他是远远的胜过我们。
Oftentimes the teacher far surpasses his or her student.
但是这里说我们思想神的法度会让我们比这个老师更加的通达。
But here it says that when we meditate upon the testimonies of God, it will cause us to have more understanding than all our teachers.
有知识不等于会应用知识。
Having wisdom does not indicate that one knows how to use it, apply it.
领受知识的目的就是要来应用这些知识。
But the purpose of receiving wisdom is in order to apply it in our lives.
那这里说思想神的法度会让我们能够通达。真正的明白而来应用我们所领受的。
Here says that meditating upon his testimonies will give us this, will make us wiser and able to use it in our lives.
这就是为什么很多老师很有知识，但是他不一定懂得生活。
And that's why there may be teachers with a lot of knowledge, but yet they're unable to live their life the way it should.
一百节。
Verse 100.
我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的信词。
I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts.
啊，经验是宝贵的。
Experience is valuable.
经验是从时间来买来的。
And experience comes through a time.
啊，但是我们如果能够去领受神的教训，而且把它实行出来，这里说比年老的更明白。
But if we're able to receive the words and the law of God and to apply in our lives, here in verse 100 it says that we will have more understanding than the ancients.
哦，那个更宝贵、更重要的经验呢、啊，是从行道而来的经验。
Because that's a more valuable and precious experience comes from applying what we know.
哦，那基本上我们要能够先喜爱神的话语。
In the most fundamental level, we must come to know and love the words of God.
那但愿我们在很用心的啊准备自己来参加灵恩会啊，我们能够在这一方面有一个转捩。
It's our hope that as we prepare ourselves for the upcoming spiritual convocation, we can go in and encounter this kind of a turning point.
我们能够像这些古圣徒这样子来发现神的教训是那么的美好，那么的宝贵，我们喜爱。
And we can be like these old saints to discover how beautiful and how wonderful the words of God are and come to know and love it.
再请看诗篇第一篇。
Now let's turn back to Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇第三节。
Psalm 1 verse 3.
第三节，蒙福的人要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，管他所做的尽都顺利。
Blessed is the man, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season.
我蒙主耶稣的拣选，已经是走在这个蒙福的道路上。
And by God's choosing, we're able to walk on this blessed path.
那我们更求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们真的成为一个领受福气的人。
And we continue to pray and ask the Lord to help us so that we can continue. We can truly receive His blessings.
做一个蒙主耶稣、蒙神赐福的人是这么美好的事情。
It's a very wonderful thing to have receive the blessings of God.
像第三节这样一个简单明、很容易明白的一个描述。
It's just like this analogy used in verse 3 that's very simple to understand.
那在我们实质的生活里头是怎么一回事呢？
But how does this work in our lives?
我们成为一个被圣灵所充满的人。
That we become a person who is filled with His Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的充满也带来了被神的爱所充满。
And because of the fullness of the Holy Spirit also brings with it the full love of God.
一个被爱所充满的人，他的生活一定会是不一样。
And a person who is filled by love, his life will be changed dramatically.
就好像这栽在溪水旁的树是这个多结果子的。
Just like this tree that's planted by the rivers of water, it will bear a lot of fruit.
按时候结果子。
And it will bear fruit, bring forth fruit in its season.
无论在什么境况之下，它总是能够有智慧的作为，对的作为。
And so no matter in what kind of circumstances, that person will have made the right decisions.
而且这个叶子也不枯干。
And then this leaves also will not wither.
如果参考启示录22章第二节啊，这个叶子啊，能够代表着医治。
And if we were to reference Revelation 22, verse 2, the leaf can represent healing.
就是我们一个蒙福的人，我们还能够带给人造就。
Which means that a blessed person can also bring another, bring edification to another.
我们自己得到医治，别人也要得到医治。
And not only will we heal ourselves, but we can also heal others.
因为我们的生活成为医治人的见证。
And because our lives become a testimony that can heal others.
在灵恩会当中，我们也常常能够领受这个圣灵的充满。
And then in the spiritual convocation, we oftentimes can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
在灵恩会当中，我们也常常领受了神美好的医治。
And during spiritual convocation, we can receive the healing from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的身心灵都得到医治。
And we can receive healing for our body, mind, and soul.
我们最后再请看回出埃及记十五章。
Now let's turn back finally to Exodus 15.
出埃及记十五章二十七节。
Exodus 15 verse 27.
二十七节，他们到了以琳，在那里有十二股水钱，七十棵棕树，他们就在那里的水边安营。
27. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there by the waters.
这几个月来，我们不断的为我们的灵恩春季灵恩布道会在代祷。
We've been praying for our spring spiritual convocation these past few months.
所以主耶稣听我们的祷告，他一定祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
And the Lord Jesus will surely bless our spiritual convocation when He listens to our prayers.
让我们都能够准备自己，我们来到这个十二股的水前跟七十棵的棕树旁。
And let us prepare ourselves that we may enter into this 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees and camp there by the waters.
让我们都能够有满满的获得。
And so that we may receive abundant harvest.
让我们能够重新出发，更有力量，更有智慧。
So that we can renew our strength and our spirits and to go forward.And the march ahead.
我们一起唱诗六十六首。
Let us sing hymn 66.
也可以来到主耶稣所为我们预备的以琳。
And so not only can we see Jesus, but we can also come to the place that He has prepared for us in the place of Elim.
我们信了主之后，我们还是走在这个人生的道路，我们还是生活在这个现实的大环境里头。
For after we have believed, come to know and believed in Christ, we still have to walk through this path in this world and to face and encounter.Real situations.
就好像以色列人他们前往迦南地，他们也需要移到以琳这种地方，在那边歇一歇。
The Israelites after their exodus from Egypt, going through the wilderness, they still had to find a place like Elim so that they can take a break and rest.
那所以愿主耶稣是给我们一个渴慕的心让我们能够。看重我们的灵恩会尽量的尽我们的可能的来安排出我们的时间来参加灵恩会。
So may the Lord give us a longing heart to desire and pursue after His words, so that we can set off some time to receive rest during this spiritual convocation.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
And let's offer up a concluding prayer to God.
我们也继续为下礼拜三开始的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's pray for the spiritual evangelical service and spiritual convocation that will begin on Wednesday.
那也求主耶稣帮助我们让我们在下个礼拜的时间里头，我们能够照着我们的心愿、我们的计划没有受到阻挡的。来参加这个属灵的盛会。
And may the Lord allow us to come unobstructed to His spiritual convocation.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
And those wish to receive the laying of hands may come forward to pray.
同心祷告。
Let's pray together.